Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Tyson Foods said its fiscal second quarter profit more than doubled as higher average prices, especially in beef and pork, buoyed sales. Tyson today says that it expects overall domestic production of meat, which includes chicken, beef, pork, and turkey, to fall about by 1% during the fiscal year, mostly due to smaller hog supplies. For the period ending March 29th, Tyson Foods posted a profit of $213 million, or 60 cents a share, up from $95 million, or 26 cents a share, a year ago. Sales of the chicken segment grew 4%. Beef sales, though, slipped as there were fewer live cattle to be processed due to a reduction in export sales, and pork sales grew 13% to $1.49 billion on higher prices. The European Union's executive arm says the 28-nation bloc's economic recovery is firmly underway. The EU Commission today projects the unemployment rate across the 18 nations that use the euro to drop to 11.8% this year and 11.4% in 2015. The new forecast sticks to the growth target, though, of 1.2% in the eurozone this year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading at 16,310. It's down 137 points. The NASDAQ, 35.55, down 24. The S&P 500 is 18.60. It's down 13.75 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew, and thanks for the lovely weekend weather.
Well, you know, I think we paid for this a long time ago.
All winter, in
yeah,
fact.
Yeah, over and over and over again. But, you know, it's going to be fairly decent in the lower parts of the Midwest over a big part of this week. At least the first half of the week, we'll see more sunshine and a warming trend. Soil temperatures are going to rise rather significantly. We'll be looking at temperatures getting up into the 80s this week. And we'll probably see some temperatures over 90 from Kansas into parts of southern Illinois. So it'll be fairly warm, but it's not going to be anything like what occurred over the weekend in hard red winter wheat country from southern Kansas into Texas. The temperatures were in the 90s to 103 degrees. This was on May 4th, just yesterday. It's the earliest temperature of over 100 degrees at Wichita, Kansas, reported in our recorded history. And in addition to that, the relative humidity out there in southern parts of the plains was less than 15% in the afternoon, and the winds were blowing at 30 miles an hour, gust of 40. So it was a terribly, terribly dry, windy day yesterday in the southern parts of hard red winter wheat country. Some of that heat is going to work its way into our direction. That's why we do get into the 80s and some lower 90s over these next few days. For us, I think it'll be mostly a beneficial thing. We've got a lot more moisture in the ground than certainly hard red winter wheat country does, and we'll evaporate some of that away, and we'll get real aggressive with the field work that's left to be done. The northern Midwest, though, probably won't be quite so fortunate. They will see a continuation of a rather poor environment with a lot of moisture around, and temperatures are notably cooler. We'll see the temperatures in the northern parts of the Midwest running mostly in the 50s and 60s for the next day or two. And then they, too, will start to warm up a little bit, with the temperatures probably rising up into some 60 and 70-degree readings. We'll expect the temperatures later this week to start cooling from west to east across the Midwest as we get involved with a cooler air mass, and showers and thunderstorms will accompany that. We'll see a lot of the precipitation tomorrow, Wednesday, and maybe early Thursday, mostly in the northern and westernmost portions of the Midwest. For those of us east of the Mississippi River, we probably won't see a lot of precipitation until we get into late Wednesday, more likely on Thursday of this week. And then we'll see quite a bit of thunderstorm activity. Some of it will probably be locally intense, and we'll see some heavy rainfall, maybe some 1 to 2 inch amounts in a few locations. Most of it, though, will probably run something of the order of about 3/10 of an inch to 9/10 of an inch. The thunderstorms that do occur, some of them might be severe, so we'll have to keep an eye on that event. And again, much of this will probably evolve in the western Corn Belt during the first half of this week. It'll be mostly, I think, Thursday into Friday for the eastern part of the Midwest. Now, there'll be some follow-up precipitation, so that isn't our only event to deal with this week. We will expect to see some additional showers and thunderstorms coming into the western Corn Belt as early as Friday of this week and continuing into the weekend. It will cross the Mississippi River as we move into Saturday, and we'll see another round of showers and thunderstorms in quite a few areas across the lower Midwest as we move on into Sunday and maybe even in the first part of next week. So our best field working conditions are in front of us right now over these next 2 or 3 days. We can probably safely go into most of Wednesday without any real substantial amount of rain across the region. Those temperatures that I did mention getting into the 80s will start to cool down again as we get into the second half of this week and into the weekend. At that time, we'll look for temperatures cooling back into the 70s, which isn't too bad. In fact, for this time of the year, that's fairly close to normal for the lower parts of the Midwest. We should be seeing those highs at that normal at this time of the year should be running mostly 60s in the north and 70s in the south, and lows at night should run mostly in the 40s and some 50s, so we're not too far off from where we should be. In other areas around the world, we're still watching rather closely what's going on in China, which is pretty darn good. They're having ideal weather. Australia picked up a bunch of important rainfall over the past weekend, improving their wheat, barley, and canola planting prospects. Even though El Nino is breathing down their necks, they're going to get off to a fairly good start with their planting season. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and dry down data, is at AgriGold.com.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard Red Winter May Wheat is trading at 836 and a half, up 4 3/4. July, 826 and a half, up 4 3/4. Soft May, 715 and a half, up 7 3/4. July, 724 3/4, up 8 3/4. May corn, 499 and a half, up 5 1/2. July, 504 1/4, up 4 3/4. December, 496 3/4, up 2 3/4. May soybeans, 14.76 3/4, down 4. July, 14.68, down 2 3/4. November, 12.24, up 1 1/2. May soybean meal, 4.91.40, up 20 cents. May soybean oil, 41.12, down 17. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis of MITCO. He is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you for asking. Wheat futures up, I guess, continued hot weather concerns over Kansas and other parts of the winter wheat belt, and maybe some continuing concern about frictions in the Ukraine trumpeting maybe better prospects for Australia.
Yeah, I think that's right. Triple-digit temperatures all the way up into Kansas here over the weekend, and you know that just continues to complicate the matters out there with the dry weather and also the cold temperatures they saw over the winter. So continue to add misery to the wheat producers out in that part of the country, and that is offering a little support to wheat and helping perk corn up here a little bit. But despite the fact that it looks like a pretty clean week for some kind of planting progress in most parts of the Corn Belt this week, Dave.
You think there's going to be some major planting progress this week, don't you?
I think that's right. I mean, we'll see the crop progress report this afternoon. Expectations somewhere in that 25 to 30%, but that's going to take a big jump this next week. I think everybody's going to, with the calendar saying May 5th, I think everybody's going to go out and do something. I think even farther west and farther north, we're going to see some progress this week, Dave.
To what degree do temperatures in the far north Corn Belt continue to inhibit the potential for planting?
Well, I think it's going to continue to offer a little support under the market. Now, we might be up 4 to 5 cents because of the wheat here today, but I think with the 20-cent sell-off we saw late last week, I think we're going to catch and hold some support here in the July corn in that mid-490s. Looks like so far, and I don't think we're out of the woods yet as far as offering a little weather premium back into this market. Still cool up there. Still some more rain going to come in again this weekend. So, you know, still somewhat of an anomaly here in central Illinois with all the progress we have. we got to keep in mind there's still a lot of work to do across that part of the world.
Are you touching the soybeans?
Still some concern here with the talk of Brazil beans coming in the U.S., China's economy, those kind of things continuing to offer some resistance. We saw support in the May beans at that 1460-65 area. That puts July support in that 1450 to 55 area, so we'll see if that can hold again. But I think it's going to continue to be pretty choppy here as we go forward, Dave.
Quick question. Will USDA give us more imports on beans on Friday?
I don't think so at this point. I think with the record number, we're sowing about 65 million bushels. I think that number is going to be probably unchanged at this point. Wouldn't expect a whole lot of change in the old crop number with most of the attention, of course, on the new crop number at this point.
Thank you very much, Aaron.
Have a good day, Dave.
You too. Aaron Curtis of MITCO, Bloomington Normal, Illinois. December corn, 497 1/4, up 3 1/4, and November soybeans are 1225 1/4. They're up 2 3/4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.